Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, Editor-in-Chief, and we're here on Election Day in our headquarters in Shrevo's, Pennsylvania.
Woohoo! We're fired up.
Joe Haley,
yes.
Everybody's favorite managing editor, is here. And Joe, you're going to talk about political preferences in terms of...
Can I say that right?
Political preferences in terms of promo products.
Correct.
So that'll be exciting.
An exclusive ASI study.
Andy Cohn's all the way here from Tuckahoe, New York. Welcome, Andy.
Welcome. Welcome. Thanks.
Okay. Michelle Bell at our Supply Global.
Me and Michelle are going offline a little bit. So.
Michelle is here. Michelle, I know you're excited because in a little bit we are going to reveal SGR's Supplier Sales Rep of the Year.
I am excited because he is a character.
He is.
So Bradway.
I heard he's dreamy.
Wow.
Not Mick Dreamy, though.
Not Mick Dreamy. He's very cool. He is very cool.
And then that was Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, and you seem very cheerful.
Aren't I always?
Yeah, no.
You actually
the meds have kicked
kind of
in.
Is. Craig Veltri, of course, is going to be doing our wonderful sound effects, and Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today at 215-953-4979. Call in and tell us what's on your mind. And Joe, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you today?
A $25 Visa gift card and the right to vote.
All right, so there you have
Everybody
it.
Everybody sort of
you
has
that
anyway,
everyone?
Right?
Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Melinda, we're going to hear from the Holla Back line. See what's on our
you still have work to
Quinn
do on that.
Stefani is calling.
All right there, Andy Rooney.
We're also going to look at trends among entrepreneurs, and Andy has that story. How do Democrats and Republicans differ on ad specialties and other indicators? Well, I have a little report there.
Speaking of Democrats and Republicans, hot news, guys. November 30th show. Laura Bush is going to be on the
Laura
show.
Laura Bush.
So mark it on
former
your calendars
first lady.
Now.
Is she a Democrat?
Yes.
I think she's a Republican. Anyway, we're going to have her on the show. She's keynoting at ASI Dallas. So be sure to mark your calendars. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely. We also have a look at our favorite things this week. Andy, what do you have? Don't tell us yet.
I'll share that later on.
We have some unique advertising opportunities out there. 5 ways to unlock employees' energy, but we're going to start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds with Andy Cohn.
All right, thanks,
Joe. Andy.
We begin this morning with acquisition news. Halo Branded Solutions announced that New Jersey distributor Procon Marketing has affiliated with the firm. According to the deal, Procon founders Michael and Vicky Riesbaum, along with 5 Procon account executives, will join the Halo Branded Solutions sales team. More acquisition news now. Worldwide Franchise Group has purchased the Canadian master franchise license of Signorama from United Franchise Group. Worldwide now has the rights to the 34 existing Signorama franchisees in Canada, and the company says it plans to open 100 stores in Canada by 2016. United Franchise is still the owner of top 40 distributor firm Embroidme. Product safety news now. A freak accident has caused Print Globe, a Texas-based distributor, to stop selling a popular aluminum water bottle. The bottle got stuck to a 6-year-old's mouth last week after her tongue became stuck in a vacuum effect. The bottle had to be surgically removed at a hospital. The supplier of the product, TJ Promotions, has not responded to counselors' requests for comment. Plus, ballots are open for the Counselor Distributor Choice Awards. Go now to asicentral.com/ASIAwards to vote for your favorite suppliers in 54 different product categories. And finally, make sure to check out the newest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot today?
Andy, we're warming up to cold weather promotional products.
All right. We're looking forward to that.
Gloves, hats,
since it is
scarves.
Getting
Please
cold
don't tell
out.
Me you're going to wear that Snuggie again.
No, the slanket.
No, but I will say, I will say that he does wear multiple hats in this episode. So if,
all right.
If you'd like to see Joe in many different winter hats, today's the episode to watch.
Thank you, Andy Cohn. All right, so we've been getting calls to our Holla Back line. I don't know, did I say that better than Joe?
Yes.
Anyone can say it better than me.
My grampy says it better than Joe.
It's a phone number listeners can call 24/7 and put their comments about anything, and we might put you on the radio. Michelle, what's the number if people want to call our line?
215-953-4977.
Now say it in your sexy voice.
215-953-4977.
Much
There's
better.
The voice.
That's
Andy hates.
Line.
Thank
That's
you.
A different line.
It's much better. Yeah.
All right. I guess we have some calls because Gwen Stefani is singing about it. Let's hear what is on our Holla Back line today.
Hey, guys. This is Greg, the T-shirt guy out in Western PA. I just want to say I like your show a lot. And I was wondering maybe you could do an episode where it's just all about T-shirts. Thanks.
All t-shirts
what do you think about
all the
that?
Time.
T-shirt day?
And we all wear our favorite T-shirt.
And then we can be like the Jersey Shore guys.
Sing a t-shirt time.
T-shirt time.
And then we have to wear the shirt before the t-shirt.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for your comments. Was that it?
So, I was just curious. Is Kathy single? Inquiring minds want to know.
Wow.
Kathy Houston, are you single? Now, your husband may be listening,
he
so
is
be
listening.
Sure how you answer this
Steve,
question.
Steve, do you hear that? Do you hear that, Steve? Watch
Kathy
your back.
Houston, he's nodding somewhere.
You've been married for how many years, Kathy?
Steve's like, just say you're not single. I mean, just say you are single. Never mind.
I blew how that many... joke in a hurry.
How many years have you been married?
23.
And you're looking to make a change or no?
You never know.
All right.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
For now, Kathy
Steve,
Houston
you're out.
Is married. All right. So those are our calls for the Hall of Back line. Be sure to call us and perhaps we'll put you on the air. Now we have someone very special on the phone, and that is Supplier Global Resources' first ever Supplier Sales Rep of the Year, Brad White. Michelle, why don't you give a little introduction about Brad?
For sure. We had the contest this year, and hundreds of distributors voted and sent us their nominations, and Brad won by an overwhelming number. So we have him on the line now, and he is from Adventure Products. It's a San Diego-based supplier company, and he's great. He's very charismatic.
And Michelle... Oh, yeah, Brad. Michelle, what did some of the people who nominated Brad say about him?
Well, they were effusive in their praise. And one of the effusive, Andy just nodded. One of the things they said was one person said he's the king of social media. What Brad really does, he's kind of prodigious, I would say, at using social media. He's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, he's on LinkedIn. But what he really does is he reaches out and contacts clients and gets to know them that way and builds constituents for his business. And he's gotten a lot of business through that. He also makes videos. He has a blog called whitethreads.com that's just fabulous. It gets probably five times the hits of my blog, actually, on ASI Central. So he's got quite the fan base.
Wow.
So he is on the line right now.
Welcome to the show, Brad White.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on being named Supplier Global Resources Sales Rep of the Year.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being chosen. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Well, I know Michelle has some questions for you.
I
hey,
do.
Michelle.
Hey, Brad. You know, one of the things you told me in our interview for the profile that's in the upcoming issue of SGR is you said that people tend to overthink social media and social networking, and you've had such success with it. And I was wondering if you could give people some tips, you know, what they can do, how they can stop overthinking it and just use it and be successful at it.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be super clever or come up with the cool trick. Just use it as another way to communicate. You know, it's a real-time kind of thing where you can update your status and, you know, talk about what's really going on in your regular day. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather today, but I don't think you need to overthink it. I mean, why are there social media debates? Do we hold debates on whether or not the phone is good?
We do not. I believe. So, Brad, can you tell us, or as Joe called you, Joe just came up with a nickname for you, Joe.
B-Rad.
We're going to call you B-Rad. Can you tell us what some of your tips are for being a great salesperson?
Oh, wow. I ask a lot of questions. That's kind of gotten me anywhere I need to go. I don't think you really need to know too much. If you can ask good questions and ask tough questions, get to know people, you know, I mean, again, I try not to rethink that too much either. I really do try to be a resource for people. For my clients. You know, when we talked on the phone, Michelle, remember you had asked me about my sales approach, and a lot of it's the same way I go out to a restaurant. I ask the waiter what's the best thing on the menu and hope they bring it to me, you know. And I hope to do the same kind of thing for my clients, you know, let them know what's good, let them know what works, what's been successful in the past, that kind of thing.
I think it was interesting. The one thing you said to me was that salespeople tend to talk way too much, that they just need to be quiet and settle down and listen.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I'm not the greatest at being quiet, but
that's all of us in here.
Was that Joe? I know you, man.
That was me.
That's J-O.
J-O.
You know, you got to ask good questions. You got to ask questions that are maybe a little bit polarizing, that, you know, force someone to show you how they feel about something and not just answer the question. And, you know, I think that's how you can get to know them and help them better.
Well, great. And people can check out, Brad is actually guest blogging for me this week on asicentral.com. Nice. In
that's
my
so
blog
cool.
spot.
I have a quick question for Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, you know, a lot of people who want to get started with blogging, they just, you know, they don't know what to write about. So what advice do you give? How do you decide what you're going to blog about in a given day?
Well, is this Kathy I'm speaking
no,
to?
No, this is Melinda. Hi.
Hi, Melinda. And can I just say real quick, Kathy, I read your email every week.
Oh, good. Hot deals.
And I think you can learn a lot from the way Kathy does what she does. She's consistent. She has a simple approach.
Simple.
I know what I'm going to get.
Very
I know who
simple.
Kathy is, you know.
Thank you, Brad.
Well, it's very hers is very personal and funny, which I think everybody can relate to.
I'm just trying to be honest. You know, I mean, I don't – look, I'm not a billionaire. I don't know everything. But there are some things that I know, and there are things that I see. And I just write them down. I mean, I don't know if it's the greatest blog ever, but it certainly gets people talking, and I think it's just kind of exposed me a lot more to, you know, people who are interested. So I love it, and I love the feedback. I love people that participate. I love it when my mom is proud, you know, that kind
Aww,
of thing.
That's so cute.
Well, thank you so much, Brad, for calling in. And everybody stay tuned. We're going to post the profile on Brad on our website today. And, again, check out his blog on asicentral.com.
Congratulations, Brad.
Thank you guys so much, Michelle. And Michelle, thank you for the write-up, the article I read it yesterday. It's fantastic. I'm not sure I deserve all the praise, but I'll take it while I can get it. You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Go, Brad.
All right. Well, we read all about Brad White. Go to asicentral.com/radio and find out more about our sales rep of the year. We're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And when we return, we're going to learn tips for marketing inexpensively.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributor and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We are back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, talking to supplier Global Resources Sales Rep of the Year. And now we're going to talk about tips for marketing your business inexpensively. Who doesn't need that?
Anyone? I need it.
Everyone needs
I know
it.
You need that. I guess since we're using nicknames, Kathy has got someone on the line this morning. Jared Tanner, printing from Less.com's VP of Marketing, is going to give us some great tips on marketing on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, hi, Jared.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Very good.
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great. By the way, my street name is JT.
Oh, JT, okay. Hey, JT. We'll remember that. Just like Justin Timberlake. Are you bringing sexy back?
I'm quite a bit more handsome.
Did you just cheat?
He brought it back a long time ago.
Did you just cheat on Jessica Biel? Or was that?
What's that?
Did you just cheat on Jessica Biel, or was that the other JT?
I wish that were me.
Okay, this interview is taking a whole.
Because that would have meant that I had Jessica Biel to begin with. But.
Okay, Jared, seriously, though, you know, everybody in this kind of economy is looking for more inexpensive ways to market on their budgets. So can you give us some tips?
Sure. I've got a couple of different angles on this. You know, Printing for Less, we are kind of small to mid-sized business, and so this recession, this economy has hit us just like everybody else. On a separate note, I and my wife are actually small business owners as well, so I'm very familiar with watching our dollars and making sure that we're spending them appropriately and getting our return on investment, especially during these times. So, you know, I made a couple of notes. The first one, top of my list, is customer services marketing. And what this really does is leverage word of mouth. You know, every small business relies on word of mouth marketing, and it's free, it's cheap, but how do you generate that? How do you drive that? And that's really the trick. And what it comes down to, and I think this is especially applicable for all of those ASI and promo products distributors out there, you've got to be remarkable. You've got to give your clients, your customers, something worthy of them spreading the word about you. And that's just, it comes down to being remarkable. And that's where I think all of these distributors can set themselves apart. They can provide something that their clients and customers can't get from a normal, you know, internet web experience of ordering products online or something like that. And it's the personal interaction and just being remarkable at every touch that, you know, any way they can be, and just kind of going over the top to provide excellent customer service. So that one kind of tops my list. Very cost effective. It's just your own personal time and that you invest into doing this, and customer service being remarkable, and generating word of mouth marketing.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Jared. We appreciate your time today.
I've got some more on the list if you want to spend more time on this.
I thought that was it. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm sorry, JT. Go ahead. Give me
you
another one.
You tell me how long you want me to go. I could probably fill up a half hour for
Can
you.
Can you go till 11? No. No, can we have one more tip from you?
Sure. Second tip I would give would be to leverage your supplier partners. And being a supplier, I would, if I had a distributor contact us and say, hey, I want to do some self-promotion, what can you do to help me out? You know, there's probably quite a bit I could do and would do for them. From providing free printing, you know, as long as I was confident and comfortable in my relationship with the distributor that I was going to get the business, I would help them out with the marketing costs. And that would go to printing free postcards or flyers, whatever they want to do. You know, maybe if they cover the postage, I'll provide all the printing for free on their self-promotional efforts. So that would be my second tip, is leverage your suppliers. And I know your suppliers are interested in you selling more for them as well. And if you contact them, work with them, I'm guessing they will help offset your marketing expenses.
Jared, quick follow-up question to something you were talking about before, the importance of return on investment and so using customer service, because that's something that you have already. Do you find that there's a way to kind of track the effectiveness of that, or to measure sort of word-of-mouth marketing that you try to get? I know a lot of distributors try to use word-of-mouth marketing and use social networking to get it, but find it difficult to measure and track if it's effective in any way. Do you have any suggestions on that?
What I would recommend is just every new customer and new contact that you are approached by or come in contact with, ask them how they heard about you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some of it, it's just kind of a mental check note or a checkbook of keeping track of how they found you. But I know on my small business side and even here at Printing for Less, we go through great lengths to track the source of every new customer that we get. And where'd they come from? How did they find out about us? And just track this information. You know, it's out there, but you've got to ask for it as well. And that's the biggest key that I think a lot of people miss, is they never ask for it.
Well, there you have it. Some great marketing tips from Jared Tanner from Printing for Less. Thank you so much for calling today, Jared.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We'll have his contact information on our website if anyone has any questions for Jared.
All right. That's asicentral.com/radio. And it's not too late to give us a call today and tell us what's on your mind at 215-953-4979. But now, Andy Cohn. You know I like good news.
Good news? I got some.
You know I like good news.
Really?
I got a little bit of good news.
So give us some good news today.
It's not from Halloween, is it? Oh, sorry. I have a survey from American Express Open Small Business Monitor that looks essentially monthly at the outlook that entrepreneurs in the U.S. have, and their outlook is doing pretty well right now. In fact, as far as hiring is concerned, that's one of the areas where, you know, we try to track and see if people are looking to hire over the next 6 months. 25% actually plan to hire full-time people over the next 6 months, and that's significantly up from this time last year, and
that's
also earlier in the spring. So, you know, one in four companies are really looking to hire, and twice as many companies today as opposed to in the spring are actually seeking full-time permanent employees. So that's good news for the economy. Also in that survey, 77% of companies say they plan to grow their business over the next 6 months. So they're planning to increase their revenues and staff up accordingly. Another survey I had actually showed that capital investments increased 23% in September over 2009. So that means that companies are really looking to take their cash that they have on hand, maybe profits that they've made in the current year, and invest it back into the business. And that basically shows that their outlook is good and they're looking to invest and, you know, try to grow through their investments. So some good positive news there.
That's really good news. And I don't want to scoop you or Promogram, Andy,
yeah,
but I
scoop.
Know that you are going to have results of the industry's third quarter sales survey very shortly.
We do.
And,
we'll have it this
some,
week, and there is
some good news
in there as well. The trend this year has been up as far as distributor revenues are concerned. So I think it was up 11% in the first quarter and 8% in the second quarter, and we'll be releasing the third quarter this week.
Okay. Well, I always like to hear good news. Well, today we mentioned is Election Day, and a lot of people, a lot of candidates, of course, are using promo products and ad specialties to sway the vote. Joe, apparently Republicans, Democrats, and independents all differ in the types of products they like to receive. So
absolutely.
Give us a scoop.
Okay, what do you think? What group do you think likes to receive food more than the other groups?
Democrats. Republicans.
Republicans. Woo. Republicans. So if you want to market and you have marketing campaigns geared to Republicans,
they're
you
starving.
Might want to get them through their stomachs. So
this,
a way to a man's
this, by the way,
stomach.
Is a part of the new version 2 of the Ad Specialties Impression Study, Ad Impression Study done by ASI.
Yes.
We broke down preferences by political party.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And this spans the globe, this study as well. Okay, here's another one. Democrats receive more outerwear than Republicans by a 2-to-1 margin.
So really? Democrats like to stay warm, Republicans like to eat. That's what you're saying.
There we go. That's right. I'll give you a donut if you
what
do let me that T-shirt.
Like?
Democrats like to stay clothed.
Independents prefer name brand items. So instead of just a golf shirt, they might prefer a Nike golf shirt over something. And they prefer this nearly 1.5 more, times more than Democrats or Republicans.
Wow.
So Democrats and Republicans aren't as fussy with their name brand products, but the independents are.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
They can't decide, so they have to stick them onto a big brand. No, I don't know. I mean, why do you think it is?
Work it
Andy,
out.
Andy, you're an independent.
How do you know?
Do you like name – I think you told me once.
Yes, I am.
Do you like name brand products?
Sure. I guess, but I'm not totally partial to them. I wouldn't just have to have a Nike shirt or something like that.
I don't know. Seems pretty interesting.
I do like food, though.
Maybe you're
so maybe
to the
I
right
lean that way.
So you've been voting wrong all these years.
But do you like outerwear?
How do you know how I've been voting?
Do you
voting,
like outerwear?
Joe? Do I like outerwear? Mm-hmm. Not really. No.
No.
He's definitely Republican.
I like to be cold, so I don't want the warmth.
Interesting.
You are cold. Here's another one for you. Independents are less inclined than Democrats or Republicans to take free pens. I guess they don't want to sign anything, and you know.
Oh.
Mark their territory, so, you know.
So no pens for independents.
No pens for independents. And finally, independents value promotional giveaways the most. On average, they own 11.5. And I don't know how you own 11.5 promotional products.
It's
compared
average,
to 9.4 for Democrats and 10.3 for Republicans.
Because they break the pens in half because they don't want them. That's how they get the half a product.
All
very
right.
Good. So we will post this press release on the website, and also later on we will have, I guess, more from the whole ad impression study, second annual.
Ooh,
second
we are,
ever.
And in fact, in the next issue of Counselor magazine,
yeah.
We'll have a full report, which this year the study includes respondents from all over the globe, not just U.S. So it's very interesting to see, for instance, what the British prefer as compared to us.
We're actually first releasing it at the Power Summit next week. So it'll be out then, and then also followed up in the December issue of Counselor.
So if you come to the Power Summit, you'll get your own advance copy.
Nice.
All right. I'll so now it's time for our editor's favorite segment. Kathy, Andy, Joe, Michelle are going to tell us their favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't we start with you today?
Okay. This is for all the little nerds out there. This is from ThinkGeek, one of our newer suppliers, who I love their stuff. And they are ASI number 91123. They have fabulous things from the wacky, dorky, creative minds over there. And this is a
and
pizza cutter.
Do you consider yourself a nerd, Michelle?
I do.
Yeah, we do.
No, I think I'm a sci-fi aficionado.
Oh,
one would say. But
okay,
this
but
is,
you do go
you like to hang in that crowd, though.
You do go
I'm
in,
the poster girl for that crowd.
Exactly.
You do go in costume to openings of those kinds of movies, right?
I most certainly do not.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
It is from ThinkGeek, we have a pizza cutter, a stainless steel pizza cutter in the shape of the Starship Enterprise. And
oh,
it is very cool, and it's on our website right now at ASICentral.com/radio.
Well, we know what to get Michelle for Christmas.
It's very cool. Yeah.
She probably already has it.
Kathy Houston, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, my favorite product of the week is from Bam Bams. They're ASI 38228. And as the mother of a brand new driver, I really like this product. It's a thumb band that says text-free driver on it. So it's reminding the kids while they're driving, don't text, because 28% of all accidents are texting related.
Really?
So it's a reminder to everyone about the dangers of texting and driving.
Yeah, is your son wearing the thumb band?
No, he's not. But I think this would be nice. A hit with kids because they like the wristbands and the jelly rings and all that. So I think it would be a hit.
I think that's a great thing. I've seen a lot of campaigns recently about texting while driving.
Right.
I think there's probably a lot of opportunity for other products.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, distributors could give them, you know, sell them to high schools and licensing centers, driver education programs, things like that.
A church put up a billboard that says, honk if you love Jesus, text while driving if you want to meet him.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God, that's morbid.
One of the things that Bam Bams can put on this thumb ring is you text your next, which is a little morbid too, but it gets the point across.
Wow. Well,
PSA is against texting and driving.
For sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Andy Cohen, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is a set of spices, actually. It comes from Ingredients Corporation of America, and that's ASI 62649. I am a big fan of cooking and of food in general. So.
And you're spicy.
I am very spicy indeed. So this set of spices can be customized and done up in all sorts of cool ways. So it's great for supermarkets and jellies.
And I know you're hosting Thanksgiving at your house. Are you going to be – what's your favorite spice for Thanksgiving?
Is it tandoori turkey?
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg and cinnamon and the desserts
for
sure.
You know, the whole pumpkin pie thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be using – you'll be spicing it up at Thanksgiving.
Spicing it up in Tuckahoe.
Wow. Joe Haley, what's your favorite product of the week?
My product comes from SunText, which is ASI 90160. Vinny's holding up in front of the camera. It's actually a hoodie and scarf combination. Now, my niece plays competitive ice hockey. She's a goaltender. And I tell you what, when you go to these smaller ice rinks, it is chilly inside there. So this will be great for parents, for booster clubs, for anyone who's going to watch these hockey games, because you can embroider the mascot on the scarf part. You put the hoodie on, it keeps your head warm. You wrap the scarf part around your neck, and you got your team support right there. So I think it's good for those things. Also for winter festivals, if anyone's in a cold climate that has an ice sculpting contest, snow contest.
How about
or snow
anybody
sculpting?
Who's just shoveling
ice skating?
Snow?
Ice skating, yes. It's good for any outdoor events. So, right. And you'll also see this on Today's Joe Show.
All right.
I don it.
That's
you
awesome.
Cannot.
That's one of the hats he wears. Whoa. I told you.
You can take a look at all the products on asicentral.com/radio. And now, Andy Cohen is going to tell us about some really unique advertising opportunities.
Yes, we always have our eye out on some interesting places that people are putting ads. So here are a couple places. One is in schools. We've talked about places in schools that companies are using. Well, now the school lockers have become actual ad space. So they're running a test in a school in Minnesota, and the Mall of America, their underwater adventure aquarium, is actually the wrap of the lockers. So it's like a full-on, you know, not just a small ad, but it's fully wrapped. They're paying, so the school district there is basically testing this and seeing if they can get some revenue and if people are not offended by it, essentially. But the... let me read you a quote from the school chancellor, because they have gotten pushback, but the person says, "We require all advertisers to be education, nutrition, or health and wellness based. If it falls outside those parameters, we don't allow them to advertise in the schools." So they have a pretty smart approach, but schools need revenue for sure. So
it
this
looks
is
weird,
one
though.
Interesting way.
We'll post it on the, I'm looking over Andy's shoulder, and we'll post it on the website. It looks odd to see an advertisement wrapped around kids' lockers.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a car wrap, you know, how a car gets fully wrapped, like, so the lockers are fully wrapped. It is interesting. One other place, we've talked about the T-shirt guy, the guy who gets paid to wear T-shirts on different days of the year. Well, now there's the T-shirt family. So the Martins, there's a mom, a dad, and two kids, and one actually due December 31st. So there will be three kids, and they are all going to wear the same T-shirts on different days in 2011. They've already signed up an Australian company that makes jewelry and patches for kids, and a day spa that has bought 14 days in January. And all five of these folks are going to be wearing T-shirts.
So they wear it by
walking
the day?
Around.
You have to pay by the day?
It seems like, they'll sell it by the day, but probably also by the weeks as well. They don't say how much they're selling it for.
Do you
for,
get a
but
discount for, you know, a week or a month?
I don't know. That's a good question. That would be a smart promotion for them. I'm sure you could. Yeah, so they're going to go to the malls in these. They're going to go to kids are going to go to schools in these T-shirts.
When are you, Donna and Jason, going to do this?
Yeah, we're not.
All right, we're going to put information on more wacky advertising opportunities up on our website, Michelle, you're feeling energetic today, aren't you?
Always.
You betcha.
She's barely alive. What do you mean?
You've got some tips on how to unlock employees' energy. So what do you got?
Yep, there are five of them. I'm going to give you three. Work with them. Don't do the work for employees, but let them know when they're on the right track or when adjustments need to be made to what they're working on. Let them know why. And let them know you're interested in what they're doing. Don't hover. People get, this isn't my word, it's this article's word, stoked. People get stoked when they know that you trust them to do their part. Lastly, value their contribution. Nothing is more energizing than being acknowledged for doing a good job. And again, we'll put these on our website.
All right. Thank you very much. And speaking of employees, Kathy's got some tips to help them love their office space. So what do you have?
Well, number one, stay organized. Keep everything organized. Make sure everybody in the department knows where to find the tools to do their job. That makes sense. Make it comfy. That also makes sense. I like my comfy desk chair. So does everybody else.
And you have your little candle.
I have my little candle and, you know, my little ambient lighting, as does
ambient?
Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I love my ambient lighting.
You do.
So do we.
Consider openness. Consider openness. Like have cubicles with lower walls so everybody mm-hmm. can collaborate.
I like
blah,
that.
Blah, blah. Some people like that. Some people don't. But have like, I know at ASI we have places outside the cafe where you can get together and have like meetings and things like that in a more casual atmosphere. And I especially like this one. Make the office optional. You don't have to make your workers come in every day if they can work from home sometimes. And that gives them some flexibility and also builds morale.
Well, I know we have some people who do that, and some of our writers, if they're, you know, busy writing a big cover story or something, sometimes it is easier, more distraction-free
right.
to work from home.
Right.
So I think that's a good tip.
Yep.
You know, before I forget, as we're talking about workplace culture, Andy Cohn, tell us about the Counselor Best Places to Work Facebook fan page, because there's great stuff up there right now.
Yes, there is. We ran a Halloween contest. It's at facebook.com/bestplacestowork, and it essentially honors our Counselor Best Places to Work companies, but it's a community of workplace companies that want to share their workplace stories. So we ran a Halloween contest. People posted their best party pictures and videos from Halloween parties last week, and there's a lot
great
of great stuff
there.
Up there. We'll be picking a winner of that contest later this week.
Including the ASI Thriller Halloween video, which
oh,
really
God.
Needs no explanation.
I think
just
that.
Go
we'll
see it.
Need to just tune it.
Yeah.
How do we get to the Counselor Facebook fan page?
Facebook.com/bestplacestowork.
Oh, I,
it's the second time she zoned out today.
Never mind. It's been more than twice.
All right, we've talked about a lot of positive things, so let's end on a sour note and hear Joe Haley's
our little Sour
rant.
Patch Kid.
Oh my God. It's a little one. No more ads, no more half-truths, Andy, no more lies. Really? Finally, we go to the polls today, and the insanity ends. I'm thankful for being an American. I exercised my right and civic responsibility, and I already voted. But I think more than anything else, I am glad those stupid campaign ads are over.
I
well,
second
there you
that
have
motion.
It. So get
Done.
Out the vote. If you're a Republican, eat your food baskets. Put on your outerwear if you're a Democrat.
And put on your Nike shirt
and exercise
if you're
your vote. It's going to be the only exercise I get
your vote
today.
Or your right to vote.
Your right to vote.
All today, right. Thank you for listening. We are out of time. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Be sure to tune in next week and mark your calendars for November 30th when we'll have Laura Bush on the show. Have a great day, everyone.